Hello and welcome in again to the Worship Life Podcast with Mike Harland. I'm your co-host, Brian Brown. We're in the majestically adorned B.B. McKinney Studios. They're historic, they're glorious, and so is our city, Nashville, Tennessee,
where we're coming from. Let me tell you something else they are.
Yes.
They're hot.
Well, it's a little warm in here
because
today.
Our producer that we love greatly, our technical director here,
yes.
Tim Henning, a.k.a. Redbox guy,
mm-hmm.
does not like the air conditioning sound on the podcast. So when we're recording, he turns the air conditioner off. And so I'm starting to get hot.
Well, it may be that sport coat you're wearing.
Oh, it could be.
That. Yeah. So, but our listeners, really, they're probably uncomfortable. They're ensconced in their cars. They've got the air conditioning running. Or
yes.
Some of them may be running themselves and feeling warm
exactly.
Like you are. Mike, I'm excited to talk today on a podcast about the digital technology. The world is becoming an increasingly isolated place, I think, because of digital technology that ironically enough is designed to connect us all. And we're seeing this happen in worship ministry. You blogged about it recently, talking about how great tools like Planning Center or other file sharing softwares have created this environment where instrumentalists, vocalists can practice on their own. We can send them files. We can send them charts. They can rehearse. And so the whole idea, less rehearsal time. And what that really means is less together time. We come together, everybody hopefully fully prepared, so we don't even have to be together as long, and we can still execute this ministry. The problem is, as you've said many times, Mike, we're not leading music, we're leading people as worship leaders. And now we've developed all these ways to spend less time together. So talk yeah. about the unique challenges in a digital age of personally leading and shepherding people in music ministry in a digital
age. Okay, I'm gonna sound really old school in what I'm about to say here, because my first church to lead worship in, it was 1980. So,
wow.
So how long ago was that? That
video
was about...
Video killed the radio
thank
star.
You. Quit singing to
oh,
me.
Sorry.
But anyway, 1980, so 37 years ago, I was standing a svelte college baseball player. I was thin. I was...
Now, do we have any photographic evidence to support these claims?
Maybe. But... I stood, and there was no such thing as sending an MP3 of a song
right.
to my worship team. There was nothing about a planning tool like Planning Center or some of the others that we know about to schedule people and all that. You know what it was? It was a lot of phone calls. There were no emails.
Yes.
I mean, there was nothing. I couldn't email
right.
someone. And you know what? I couldn't call their cell number either. It was dropping by people's places of business occasionally.
Right.
It was, I mean, I think about 90% of my time was spent connecting with the people that I needed to connect with in order to prepare the musicians and the worship for Sunday.
Now, there was one guy at our church that had a cell phone, but it was about the size of a cinder block.
Exactly. Well, no, not in 1980.
Yeah.
They
maybe
didn't.
Not. Maybe only
exactly.
NASA
yeah.
had them.
So what I'm saying, I look back. All right, so now over these 37 years, what have I watched happen is I've watched everything get easier, everything become more convenient. Technologies have replaced some of the manual processes that a guy like me would have to. I mean, I used to go through legal yellow pads all the time, you know, and now you don't even have to have one of those. You've got an iPad or you've got a tablet and you're taking digital notes and writing things. It's just on. And I'm not complaining about those advantages,
right.
but we have almost made it possible to orchestrate and arrange and administrate an entire worship ministry and never have to talk to anybody that we work with. I mean, we can actually learn this song, see you Sunday, and there are churches that do that. And even in our rehearsals are minimized. And I'm aware of churches that once used to rehearse and really dig in and get the music. Now they kind of rehearse by turning on a demo track and just singing along with it. And then telling the choir, I've sent all the files to you. Learn the song. Work on it yourself. Know it by next week and whatever. And you say, well, hey, well, what's wrong with all that? Well, what could be wrong with it? There's certainly advantages to some of those things, but what could be wrong with it is we no longer have that personal interaction with the people that we're sharing this ministry with. And musicians and church ministry leaders are no longer engaged relationally with those people at deep, deep levels that happen naturally when the requirements of the ministry made it necessary for us to talk to these people all the time. Now we don't even have to talk to them. I don't have to call you and talk to you about you singing that solo. I send you a Planning Center invite and you go yes or no. you know. So, right. I mean, that's kind of where we are.
So how do we overcome that, Mike? And how do we take advantage of the technology that we have, use it to its best ability to help us facilitate excellence in worship, to limit distractions, to facilitate a more prepared musicianship? How do we overcome the obstacle of technology keeping us from those important interpersonal relationships that we need to develop in a shepherding and a ministry type of role?
Well, you've got to keep the intentionality of relational ministry and leadership at the forefront of what you're trying to do. You can't let that, it used to be a byproduct of the natural process. It right. no longer is. You've got to put relational leadership as a value, as something that you think a lot about and that you spend a lot of energy executing. Use the tools and use them to save you time and to make things better and to equip your team even better than you could without them. And I don't have any qualms about using every available tool. I mean, I think about lifewayworship.com.
Right.
That's an example of the kind of tool that can save you tons of time in research and finding songs and in linking to Planning Center and all the things that lifewayworship.com, I can save you time and money and all the things that it makes it easier. But don't allow that to replace the practical conversations and leadership that you have with your people. Make intentional relationships a value that you pursue in ministry, not convenience, not just executing the music plan, but shepherding people. We've used this language around here recently. Are we artists or are we shepherds?
Right.
Well, we certainly should be artistic. No question about that. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't be. But if we are in the body of Christ in ministry leadership, we better be shepherds. And I'll tell you, the only way to shepherd the sheep is to talk to them and be with them. And not, you can't shepherd sheep by sending emails to people that you don't see and don't ever talk to and just communicating that way. You've got to have conversations and be intentional about it. It's interesting, Brian. We have more ways to communicate than we've ever had. It is easier. We can text, we can Instagram, we can Facebook message, we can email, we can do all these things. We can communicate a million different ways, but here's the truth. We may actually be saying less. Even though we can communicate more and in more different ways and faster than ever, the quality of what we're saying may actually have diminished because we don't have that personal interaction with the people we're communicating with.
So, Mike, you attend a church that's highly technologically advanced. You've got a lot of the resources we're talking about today. You guys are a Planning Center church, I know that you use. So how at your church does your minister of music, or you as one of the ministers of music there, what are some practical things that you guys do at your church there south of Nashville to make sure that the personal relationships are developed at the same time you're using the technology to enable the music?
Well, it's all about relationships, and, yeah. And relationships are all about time.
Right.
So all this time we're saving and planning and distributing files and copying music legally, of course.
Yes.
All of that time, take that time and instead of retreating into a production unit to work on demos of songs you've been writing, now sometimes you have to do that, but why don't you use that time for cups of coffee, for lunches, for conversations, for rounds of golf, I'm for that, for all the different interactions. Why not use that time to visit someone in their home, in their place of business, if that's appropriate? Why not spend that time on people instead of spending that time on yourself and make relational interaction with the people you're leading a priority of your ministry, not an afterthought that you feel like you have to do?
Absolutely. And so choir retreats are important things.
Sure.
Maybe you still have the rehearsal, but you don't need to spend as much time in the music, and you can spend a little more time in the word, a little more time in the why behind the music, which I know is a blog that you've written recently. And just being intentional, I think I hear you saying, about the interpersonal relationship, scheduling the time. It is ironic that we have all these tools to save time, and yet the one thing we complain most about is not having any.
Yeah, the question I've got that every leader out there that has all of these tools is, what are you doing with all the extra time that these tools are saving you? What are you doing? And think about that and give some thought to how you can use that time really well to make sure the shepherding responsibility you have is being done well.
And Mike, what is it that you're doing if you are still busy? What is it that's filling up your day that's more important than the interpersonal relationships you have with the people God called you to shepherd. Yeah, because exactly. I'm sure even a full agenda could have some things taken off the list, and asking that tough question, what should I not be doing on my list every single day so that I can create the space for these all important interpersonal relationships.
I'll make a big, big statement about this, and then I'm probably out of soap. Musicians, artists, and creative people in general, we do tend to pull back and isolate ourselves at times, no matter what our personality is, because we're creatives. Creatives do that. We can brood over our creativity, and that brooding doesn't always mix well with other people's inner relationships. I would say to any musician out there that's in the church, you've got to examine this part of your life, that if the relational and people part of your life is something you run from instead of running to, you've got some real soul searching you need to be doing about whether or not you should be shepherding a ministry of a church. Because if you're shepherding a ministry of a church, it better be about people. If it's about the art of music, then my recommendation is that you find another way to express that rather than in a church. But if it's about leading people in a spiritual journey of worship, discipleship in their life, then you better be in the people business, not in the music business. And you need to develop the disciplines in your life to make that true.
Amen. Well, Mike, one of the exciting things that's happened as the listenership of our podcast continues to grow is we're hearing from more and more ministers of music every single week, emailing us worship@lifeway.com. We'd love to hear from you on this topic. How is it that you maintain those personal relationships in a digital age in your music ministry? And these are the kinds of things we'd like to share at worshiplife.com and on the podcast. Also, let us know other topics you'd like to hear Mike discuss in future episodes of the Worship Life podcast. And as always, let us know how we can pray for you, pray for your church specifically. It's something we intentionally do here at Lifeway Worship Resources. Until next time, know that we're praying for you, praying for your ministry, praying for your church. Please pray for us until we get together again on the Worship Life podcast with Mike Harlan. We'll talk to you soon.